praise to God this morning. I am so grateful to all of you for your worship and your service at Calvary. Let's continue our worship with the passing of the peace of Christ.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Yes, yes. Good morning and welcome to Calvary United Methodist Church. My name is Robin and I'll be your liturgist for the rest of, August. Okay. Everybody has a bulletin. So I know you guys have already went through it and looked at all the upcoming things that are going on. So I don't have to spend any time on these announcements, right? That means we have more time to praise and worship God, right, when we spend less time on these announcements. I would like to bring out one thing. As a church, I would like for each and every one of you to know what a wonderful, extraordinary, awesome time this church had last Sunday night at their first food for their body and soul. You can read about it in the announcements. Those of us who were here are probably talking about it. So if you weren't here, you missed a really good time. But guess what? You can come. You don't have to miss a thing. You can come next month. And it's all right here in the bulletin, so I hope that you will consider that. Do we have any other announcements? Yes, Miss Betty.
I can't wait.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Wow. Amen. Well spoken, Betty. Praise God. Anyone else? Okay, then let's turn to the back of our bulletins and we'll have our opening words. Though we come from different circumstances, though we have traveled different paths of struggles and success, though each one of us has struggles and strife as well as joy, amen and amen.
Please stand and look to the screen behind me, and we will sing Bind Us Together. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. If you would turn to 881, we'll have our affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated.
How's everybody doing today? Now then, I have something here in my hand, which is, nobody's looking. Toothpaste, thank you. Now, it goes on a toothbrush. But today, I want to get this toothpaste out. How do I get the toothpaste out? What? I take the lid off, and then now what's next now to get the toothpaste out? Zachary? I squeeze it? All right. That's what I'm going to do. There it comes. There it comes. It's coming out just like you said it would. There we go. Who's going to get in trouble? That's way too much toothpaste. Well, I want it out. I want it out. I'm supposed to stop. Why would I stop? Yeah. Oh boy, now I'm almost done with this toothpaste. I'm squeezing really hard to get the last little bit out. All right, I think it's out now. Now, what do I need to do? Just a minute. What do I need to do to put it back in? I can't? You mean I wasted all that toothpaste? I see that, sweetie. You'll get one, too, in just a minute. He cares nothing about toothpaste. You can't put it back in. So that is something like, when we say things out of our mouths, can we put those words back in once we say them? No, we can't. You know, Jesus says in Scripture that it's not what goes in our body that defiles, it's what goes out of our body. And he was talking about our words and our actions. So what should we do then? If we can't put those words back in, what should we do? Pay attention to what's coming out. Thank you, Miss Katie. She's helping me out here. Thank you. Yeah, we have to be careful what we say, because once it gets out there, it can't go back in. We can always apologize and to make amends. That's always a possibility, but it's best not to get in trouble to begin with. And so watch what you say to other people. What are the good kinds of things to say to other people? What can you say that will be helpful and kind to others? Megan? You can say you're pretty. Okay. What else can we say to other people? I like your shirt. Okay. Zachary? I love you. Oh, that's always a good thing to say. People like that when you say, I love you. That's wonderful. Want to join our game? That's a great example. To include somebody. Oh, I like that example. Any other examples that you can think of helpful things we can say to build other people up? You have something on your shoe? What? What? I thought I might have some toothpaste on there. All right, boys and girls, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer, and then you may have your candy. We thank you, O God, that you come to us and help us with the right words to say at the right time. We pray your blessing upon all these children. May they continue to grow in your grace and strength, and that they may know how precious they are in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can have that. You can have it. You're welcome. You got yours yet, Zachary? Did you get yours, Ashton? There you go. You're welcome. Okay, you're welcome. Now I'm prepared. I know exactly what to do with all this toothpaste. I'm prepared. We're just going to get rid of it because it won't go back in. So the toothpaste people would be happy to know I'm doing this. All right. Let's continue to worship and serve God this morning with the giving of our gifts. Let us pray. Dear God, we are blessed with another day. We are thankful just to be on this side of life, that you have given yourself to us and given us the opportunity for eternal life. We owe you eternal thanks and praise. Guide and direct us and help us as we give our gifts today to give them to you freely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
always so serious. Somebody has to.
Prayers. As you all know, if you were here last week, Andy had to leave during the service. He was in a lot of pain, and he was having back pain, and you can also see he's back with us, so that means he's doing better. Yay. We are grateful. We are grateful, and I know he is grateful.
Very, very grateful.
Things are better. We want to make mention, I think many of you know this already, but Tommy Walker passed away. He's a former member of this congregation, and just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware. that he had passed. Kay Lewis needs our prayers, and she missed the early service, so we don't know what is wrong with her. Mary Dixon has foot problems. Kitty Fuller is recovering from surgery. Jean Story and Lou Beattie are, of course, both fighting cancer. And Audrey Fry is still in the hospital. She was hospitalized last week, and they found what was causing her weakness, but they're still running other tests. And so we want to remember Audrey this morning as we go to God in prayer. And there are others that I may not know of, and many that you would like to offer up in prayer. So if you would, let us go into a time of silence and prayer and meditation, and then offer your prayer to Almighty God today. Barcelona. We give our prayers to you, dear Lord, and you take them from us. You give us hope and the promise of a tomorrow that is better than today. Give us the things that we need for today and the promise of your hope for tomorrow. For it is in the name of Jesus who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to 557, we'll sing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.
Before the Father.
Please be seated.
Will you please follow along as we have our scriptures this morning? First, we have Romans 11, 1 and 2. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. And then we have 29 through 32. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now been disobedient in order, by the mercy shown to you, that they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he may be merciful to all. Jesus left the place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from the region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." And then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. It's going to take me a few moments to get to the scriptures. So I want you to bear with me. I want to tell you first a story about a minister friend of mine who grew up in a small town in Georgia. As he was growing up, his grandfather owned a chicken farm. There are parts of Georgia that at that time were just covered in chicken farms. But in the mid-1960s, industry started moving into the area, and the small farms were turned largely into suburbs and developments. The American Can Company built a factory nearby, and soon a lot of people from the Midwest were relocated and transferred down to Georgia to run the factory. All of a sudden, for the first time, my friend had a lot of neighbors from Wisconsin and Michigan and other places like that. And they were not entirely the kind of people that my friend and his family were used to. For example, they called a cookout a barbecue, and they drank beer right in front in their front yards, in front of God and everybody. They walked down the road for exercise, and they talked funny. One day, one of the new couples in the neighborhood came to Grandpa's farm to get some eggs, like most of the people would do. But this couple walked over rather than driving, and they only exchanged just a few small words of pleasantry, and they didn't stay and chat for a half hour like most everybody else would have done. And as they walked away hand in hand carrying their eggs, my friend's grandpa looked after them and shook his head and said, "They're nice enough folks, I guess, but they're not our kind of people." Now, I want to educate you about birds for a second. Some warblers are so similar that only the size of the white stripe above their eye is what distinguishes them from a completely different species of bird. Just that tiny little stripe above the eye. Now, humans, on the other hand, are all one species. African and Asian and European and Native American, short and tall, heavy and thin, brown eyes or blue eyes or black hair or blonde hair, dark skin or pink or some color in between, we all possess identical genetic material. None of it matters, those differences. We are the same kind of people. And we are alike in ways that have nothing to do with our DNA. The people of China, the people of Somalia or Haiti or Iraq or North Korea or New York or North Carolina all love our families. We're all concerned with the price of food and the cost of housing. We all ponder the meaning of life and the future of our children. We are all very much alike. And yet, so often, we live in fear of each other, keeping ourselves separate from others, not just from others across the world, but from those even just across the street. Well, it wasn't too long ago that I read in a sound-off section of a newspaper, you know, those things that they print and that we hardly see anymore. Well, this section of the newspaper was an opinion piece, and this man was sounding off, identifying his state as a red state and advising people moving from someplace else like Minnesota or Wisconsin or one of those other blue states should just keep their mouths shut. And then I heard a radio talk show program in New England where callers were talking about the people in red states, that they should just stay away from the area. And so it goes. As the world becomes more and more fragmented, the church finds itself more and more divided between Protestants and Catholics, between liberals and conservatives, between those who ordain women and gays and those who don't, those who baptize babies and those who don't, those who have the truth and those who apparently don't. Now, currently, there are 20,000 different Christian denominations in the world. Did you know that? 20,000. And all of this not only saddens God's heart, it is quite literally against the will and plan of God for the world. In Isaiah 56, verse 7, we read, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." And the Roman text which Robin shared with us is Paul's reasoning about how the Jewish people have not been rejected by God. And he says that God might have mercy on all. And in the gospel lesson, Jesus finds himself on the receiving end of instruction about the wideness of God's mercy. After Jesus makes remarks about to this foreign woman who approaches him, he says he was being sent only to the children of Israel, and then topped it off with a proverb about how it's not right to give the children's food to the dogs. This Canaanite woman turns that insult around and reminds him that even the dogs get to eat the crumbs from the table. All of these texts, and there are many more, are a proclamation of the radical inclusiveness of the kingdom of heaven. Inclusivity is not a minor theme in the scriptures. It is at the heart of the story of God's love for all God's people. Now, I took a number of systematic theology courses when I was in seminary. They're required courses, and you have to take them. I learned about Barth, and I learned about Luther, and I learned about Calvin and some of those others, and they didn't move me very much, but a theologian by the name of Jurgen Moltmann wrote something that I never forgot. He says, the nearer we come to Christ, the nearer we come together. In a world anxiously searching for peace, in a world where people desperately need to learn how to trust and help each other, God is still calling the church to be an example of what God wants the world to be. A community where all people are our kind of people. A world where all have experienced the saving grace of Jesus Christ and drawn close to him. For God so loved the world, that means you and me and everybody, that he gave his own Son for you, for me, for the world. We are God's kind of people. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Bob, do we have this hymn on the PowerPoint? No? If you would stand and turn to 370 in your hymnals and quickly look over the hymn and memorize it. We'll sing Victory in Jesus.
Thank you.
We sang this at the first service, and I didn't get a chance to sing it here, but I want to remind you of these words. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. And there are other verses. We'll walk hand in hand. We shall all be free. We shall live in peace. And the Lord will see us through someday. Someday. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each of you as we leave this place. Go in His peace and be His peace. Amen.